Good morning. The time is 8:16. I'm joined in the studio with Johnny Elliott and Doug Osborne. We're here to talk about the Sitka Health Summit Planning Day, which happened yesterday. Good morning, Johnny and Doug.
Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
We're really excited to chat with you. Sounds like it was a big day yesterday. And would love to start just by chatting about if you can both introduce yourselves and tell us about how you got involved in the Sitka Health Summit planning and how long you've been involved.
Well, I'll start. My name is Doug Osborne. I work as a health educator at Search. I'm in the health promotion department there. And so I'm the Search rep on the coalition, which has a dozen people. And we meet and we plan this planning day. And I was invited to be on that original group in 2006 when the coalition started. So I've been involved since then and really enjoyed this day. It was a big, exciting virtual day, but we made it.
Great. And I'm Johnny Elliott. I have been on the Health Summit Coalition since February. So this was my first time at planning a health summit or at a health summit because I moved here shortly before the pandemic started. And so it was a really exciting opportunity to help make this first ever virtual planning day happen.
Right. So this health summit has been happening since 2006, but this was a pretty big change, the first ever virtual health summit. Is that right?
Yeah.
This was different, but it went well. And we got to do a shout out for the 40 people who stuck with it all day. And so thanks to the planners, they chose a couple of great goals, and it was a wonderful experience just to get, it's really, the plan day is really about the collective wisdom of the whole group. So it's not one or two people's ideas, what can we do to improve health in Sitka? It's really tapping into everybody's good thinking and everybody's ideas. And we came up with two inspiring, outstanding goals that I think are going to move us forward in terms of creating a culture of health, which is what our coalition's all about.
Yeah. And before we get into those goals, Doug, would love to hear just a little more background. What is the goal of the Sitka Health Summit and what is accomplished on this planning day?
Well, the planning day, the purpose is to pick two inspiring goals to focus on for the next year. So we start with celebrating the previous planning day's goals. And we didn't have a planning day last year because of COVID, and the year before we were doing the Culture Health Prize. So in 2018, that was the last planning day, and we honored the Cloud, the teen center. That was a goal. And then the Elderhood Advocates group that was doing work to do a community guide, do some work. So we honored them, started brainstorming, evaluate, and then just whittled down from hundreds of ideas down to two. And then the two ideas become the official goals, and then they get startup money and they get some facilitation support included in press release. And what we try to do once we have the goals is get as many people aware of them to know what they are, what the benefit is to the town, and then how they can get involved and help. And like I said, we have two great goals for this year.
Excellent. And now that we've got that drum roll, Johnny, can you tell us what these two goals are?
Yeah. So drum roll, cymbal crash. The two goals are, number one is end homelessness in Sitka by implementing the proposal for a tiny homes community and engaging in other solutions and ideas to support those experiencing homelessness. And idea number two is to revamp the community schools program to create a sustainable after-school engagement opportunity for youth and adults.
Excellent. And so tell me a little bit more about the first one, the community schools. What does that mean? What is a community school? And what is that going to look like? Or do we know yet?
Yeah. So I think that there was a community schools program here in Sitka that I think folks are really excited to put more energy into bringing back to a heyday that it was before. Some of the folks who were on that planning idea talked about how there used to be students who would have lived at Blatchley Middle School, could they have, in the heyday of community schools. And so the organizers in that group, many of whom were educators in town, were really excited to put some energy behind getting sustainable after-school programs for youth and also for adults through potentially Parks and Rec. I think there are a lot of specifics of this idea to be fleshed out, but that's sort of the point of After the Health Summit, that we have all of these goals and all of these visions without necessarily a blueprint towards success. So there's going to be more opportunities coming up here in the future for anyone who is hearing this broadcast right now or hearing another pitch later this month about how you can get involved if this is a type of goal that is exciting to you and you want to put some organizational firepower behind.
Excellent. Thanks, Johnny. And so it sounds like for both of these goals, we have big, lofty goals, and our next step is going to be to figure out how to make them actually happen. But before we get to that, Doug, tell us about our second goal.
Yeah, I was with that group, and that's very, very exciting because there's been five different groups who worked on homelessness, and this fifth one, the Sika Health Homeless Coalition that Gail Young has been leading up for years, has spent the last 4 years planning, and they've gotten a great professional plan for 12 dry cabins with some shared facilities, and they have land and they have support. And what they need right now is that wave of community support to put it over the finish line and for us to experience victory in homelessness, which has been a problem that's plagued our town for decades. And, you know, think about, why do we live in a small town? It's because we know our neighbors and we care about them. And that's our whole deal, is that we're neighbors who know and take care of each other. And we can extend that and then make sure that everybody's got a house. I mean, this is a rainforest. And I was exhausted last night and imagining if I didn't have a warm, dry place. What if a year from now, before the next summit, we're celebrating and saying everybody in our town has a place? We can do that. And so much of the groundwork has been laid. And I think what's going to happen, we have our kickoff on the 16th, is that we're going to get a wave of community support. There's people listening right now who say, yeah, I want to be in a town where everybody's got a place. And we're close. We're close. So I'm very excited about this. We had a big group. And there's going to be so many ways you can get involved. Right now, the way to get involved is just to imagine what that would be like, and just imagine what it would be like if you didn't have a house living in a rainforest. But just imagine if on the next really stormy, windy winter day, when you went to bed, you said, all of the humans in my area, all of our neighbors have a place. You'd sleep a lot better.
All right. So it sounds like that's something we can all do right now. If you're listening, you can imagine what it would look like to implement both of those goals. And Doug or Johnny, can you tell us, beyond imagining, what's the next step for someone who is really excited about one of these goals? How can they get directly involved in making these happen?
Yeah, I think keep your ears open over this next month, where both of these goals are going to have kickoff events for any planners who want to be involved from the ground floor and the stage that they're at now on October 13th. And we're still waiting to find times and places because we are just, you know, half a day since the health summit actually ended. But there will be opportunities that will be advertised across Sitka through your usual means, and likely maybe even something on KCAW, as well as other sources. So keep your ears out and tentatively save the date for October 13th is the best steps you can do. I think one thing I want to also acknowledge about these winners that we might have skipped over is that both of these projects, as selected health goals for the Health Summit, are going to receive $2,000 each of prize money to get started on these endeavors. So in addition to having this organizational firepower and the focus of the town, they also have some money behind them. And that is thanks to our wonderful sponsors for the Sitka Health Summit, which I'm just going to read out, who are Search, White's Pharmacy, First Bank, Outer Coast, Spruce Root, Sitka Counseling, the Hope Coalition, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services, Southeast Radiation Oncology Center, Spinning Moon Apothecary, Sitka Salmon Shares, UAS Sitka Campus, Sitka School District, and Sitkins Against Family Violence.
Wonderful. So, I mean, a lot of community support. You said you had 40 participants at this virtual summit planning day. If you are interested in joining in this community event, you can keep your ear to the ground about this kickoff, which will be October 13th, time TBD. And Johnny and Doug, where can we find more information about the Health Summit in general?
If people go to our website, which is sickahealthsummit.org, the press release will probably go out today. And there's going to be a lot of ways that people can get involved. And one of the ways that people get involved right now is just talking and spreading the word. And part of the power of goals is that when there's a lot of people that are focused on them, it just helps them to grow and to go. So check out our website, sickahealthsummit.org. Keep listening to Raven Radio, and you'll have lots of opportunities to get involved. Both these are going to take a big community effort, just like past goals, but we have the people and we have the vision. And I think that a year from now, it's interesting that picking the community schools goals of we've been so isolated and there's lots of screen time. I think part of that was people just wanting to come together. So great mm-hmm. goals are coming, and thanks for having us today.
Yeah, thank you both so much. Really exciting, energizing to hear about these goals. And if you're interested in getting more information, it'll be out in the next couple of weeks, but also SitkaHealthSummit.org will have more info. Thank you both for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, Meredith. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Poetry Now.